family, mom Shiri and her two young boys, Ariel and Kafir. Video of the Bibas family being abducted has been widely shared. The boys just 4 years old and 9 months old at the time. Lifshitz was a lifelong peace activist and would regularly drive patients from Gaza to medical appointments in Israel.
Hamas claims the four were killed in Israeli airstrikes. Their remains have arrived at a forensic center in Tel Aviv. President Trump upped the ante in a war of words with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he spoke at a Saudi investor conference in Miami last night.
A modestly successful comedian, President Zelensky talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that basically couldn't be won.
The comments after Zelensky accused Mr. Trump of living in a, quote, disinformation space. Russian President Putin is giving President Trump a thumbs up. CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk.
A spokesman saying the Kremlin, quote, absolutely agrees with the new U.S. administration on Ukraine, in sharp contrast to Trump's predecessor. He says Moscow is prepared to resume dialogue with the U.S. on all issues related to Ukraine, including prisoner exchanges. This after the two sides held talks in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday.
More government workers could be fired smack dab in the middle of tax season. Correspondent Chanel Call.
CBS News has learned thousands of Internal Revenue Service employees are expected to be laid off by the end of this week. An internal memo obtained by CBS News also shows that more than half of those affected will likely be new hires with probationary status.
Colleagues rushed to the rescue when Mississippi's lieutenant governor collapsed on the floor of the state Senate in Jackson.
Delbert.
77-year-old Delbert Hoseman slumped over at the microphone before he fell down. He was treated by emergency responders and later released a statement saying he was dehydrated and feeling fine now. Lots of drivers are relieved. President Trump issued an executive order killing New York City's new congestion pricing plan.
Well, I have to save a little money because I got grandkids, and I have to retire in a couple of years.
First legal challenge already been filed. S&P futures are down 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine explosion that rocked a duplex left two people with severe burns. The victims have been identified as 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his 58-year-old daughter Michelle Hawes. They were rescued by neighbors moments before the entire building went up in flames. While the exact cause remains under investigation, witnesses reported that the fire appeared to originate from one side of the duplex, possibly near a stove. We Energy says an inspection found no problems with their equipment. Work will start in Waterford this summer. Waterford Union High School's $25 million capital referendum passed Tuesday, with 56% of voters approving the measure. The funds will be used to modernize the high school, which includes improvements to classrooms, enhanced security measures, and upgrades to various building systems. Construction is set to start this summer, with larger structural work planned for next year. In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month. And one of the best high school basketball players in the state plays for Case, and she made a statement earlier this month. Read all about Takari Hicks and her 52-point performance in a sports spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break, taking on the L.A. Clippers tonight at Fiserv Forum. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo talking to reporters for the first time since suffering that calf muscle injury in his left leg, the same that knocked him out of the playoffs last season. How concerned is he?
Yeah, nothing scary, but you just got to be I'm very aware of my body. I kind of had the same feeling I had and felt the same pain I had before I got hurt last year. I didn't get hurt at the spot. It wasn't the first time I felt that. I felt it days prior to that, maybe like a week or two prior to that. And then, you know, you overcompensate or you keep on playing and you're like, okay, it's just going to be tight. It's going to be stiff. I'm going to play through it. But I didn't. I wasn't able to play through it and I got hurt.
College Hoops, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tomorrow night against Villanova. And hockey tomorrow night at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers host the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Face off at 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
I saw the 99 cent store on the way in here. I almost went in. Because my show's not on right now. I was going to check it out. And then I held out a mile later. 98 cent store. Yeah. Bring it home. By the way, not to be a snob, I just don't know what's in those stores because I don't know what costs that much. You know what I mean? Because I go, what are their thumbtacks and yarn? What? You know. Meanwhile, it's a full store. Full. Everything. And the only thing I thought was weird was the home pregnancy test. Is this for the girl in the regular pharmacy going, you know, I want to find out if I'm pregnant, but I'm not spending more than a buck to find out. I'll just wait. This will sort of figure itself out.
He's got his computer on. Oh, is that the bigger version? Oh, no, I can't. This is fine. This really is good. Look at that. You just want to make my life easier, don't you?
Yeah.
Mark Eichner is here. Mark Eichner is the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. And you say, wait a second. Isn't that a summer concert series? What is he doing here in the when it's 8 degrees outside? Because you do indoor concerts when it's cold. Come on, get a little closer to that microphone. When you do indoor concerts when it's cold outside, and you do a bunch of high school concerts, the series. Right. And now it's Horlick High School's turn coming up this weekend, right?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Hold on a second.
Tuesday at 7 p.m. It's a free concert. And visitors should enter, park on the west side of the building, the staff parking lot near the tennis
court. Wait a second,
court.
West side, hold on. North is toward Milwaukee, south is toward Chicago, west is toward Madison. So the Madison side.
Right.
I gotta work this whole thing out in my head. You can't just say west side. I got to picture what I'm looking at here. And that's at Horlick High School, and it's right there on the Rapids Drive. So, and who came up with the idea of doing the high school? How long have you been doing, first of all, at high schools?
We started in 2005 with just one concert. We started playing at Horlick. And one by one, we added Park High School, Case High School, and Walden High School.
Now, you play brass instruments.
And woodwind.
But no violins, no. Yep. Now, I'm taking piano lessons, you know that. I'm not doing well at it because I took the holiday season off and didn't practice and had to start all over again. So I am learning. I can now play with my right hand and my left hand without looking at the keys.
How exciting.
My problem is I can't play them both at the same time yet. That's a very difficult thing to do. Not being, you know, you keep your eye on the music, but your hands have to go. Here's something else I learned, that the treble clef and the bass clef are different. The C's and the G's aren't in the same spot. And when I look at the treble clef, I can just see the notes. I can see them and I can play them. When you look at the bass clef, I have to start translating now. Wait, where's that G? It's a different whole ball game down here. And that's with the left hand. And I asked the pianist at our church, because he plays very well both hands. And I said, how long did it take you to do both? He said, well, to be honest with you, I keep it real simple with my left hand. I play the chords very simple, so I don't have to do a lot with my left hand. You play the piano?
Not much.
But can you play both hands?
Yes.
That's difficult. I don't know how you get that into your brain.
It's slow going at first, to be sure. But try drum set. That's four different limbs doing four different things at the same time.
You know, and I'm taking piano lessons with a 12-year-old girl. We both take it. My wife gives it to both of us. She's got both hands. She's like Liberace on the piano. Leonard Bernstein playing the piano and everything. I said, whoa. She's 12 years old. And then she judges me sometimes. And said, well, you're doing this wrong. Get back. You know what? I need your help. But it's very difficult to play an instrument. And it takes a lot of practice. And some people just can't do it. You play the trumpet. That's your instrument of choice.
Right.
I tried that. And I think I told you the story. I told it to everybody in the audience in the last summer. Mr. Mars, who was the head of the music for the entire school district, said he was there one day and watching us play. And he said, do you think that if somebody's not doing a good job, we should tell them and they should leave the band? And all these little fourth graders are shaking their head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Rosen, will you please leave the band? Right in front of everybody. What a dope. I look back now. I wish he was alive today. I'd tell him what I think about him for doing. I didn't want to take another instrument. I was scared to death. And I told him I ended up taking drums, and I did very well at that. But I couldn't get that trumpet thing. You got to, like, you don't blow into a trumpet. You do, I don't know what you do, but you have to do that with your lips to get that thing to play, and it's very difficult.
It's a lot of buzzing, but hey, he should have had his teaching license taken away.
Imagine telling a 4-year-old to leave the band, and that was pretty well at the beginning of the season. I tried so well with that trumpet. I couldn't get that spitting thing, or what do you call it, buzzing?
Yeah.
The buzzing thing with the trumpet. But you get that down. You're smooth when I heard you. You play that Bugler's, what's that called? Bugler's something or other song.
I forget. Trumpeter's Lullaby.
Trumpeter's, maybe. You play. And you're smooth as silk with that thing. But wow. And I listen to people in the Racine Concert Band. I don't know how they do it. They play these instruments with no effort. It's just, here's the music. Now, when you conduct, you don't have a treble clef and a bass clef for one instrument. You've got, how many instruments are you looking at one time?
There's usually about 25
stands. And he brought it with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could count if you like.
I don't know how you keep your eye on all that.
That takes quite a while. It takes years before you really know where to look for each instrument without them being marked. Because they're not even labeled on the pages after the first page.
You just have to know where they are.
Right.
And people are actually looking at you for leadership when they play. You know, everybody thinks, well, everybody's looking at their music. That conductor really doesn't know. He just waves his hands up. No, they're looking at you for leadership on how to play, what to do. And I don't know how you do it. I just, you know, some things really are mysterious to me, and that's one of them, how you do your job. Because and you do it under bad circumstances. You play under wind and rain. And inside is nice. But when you do the Racine Concert Band Summer Concert, it could be windy out there. You have these big lead weights holding things down. And a few times it started to rain, and you were in the rain. The band was under the shell, but you were outside the shell. And all your music was soaking wet. I don't know how you're doing.
Just learn to ignore everything.
Yeah, ignore the rain, the wind, the tornadoes, the 100-mile-an-hour winds. Forget about those. Just keep playing the music. Okay, I don't want to get too much into it now because we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about what's on the agenda, what's on the list for all the songs you're going to play, the pieces you're going to play. Don't call them songs. Pieces you're going to play for the students at Horlick High School. Do you have any you're just playing with the students too, right?
Right.
Now, how does that work?
Well, I rehearse the students at Horlick. I've been there 4 times already. And so they rehearse music on their own, and then we're going to play 2 pieces on the program with the Horlick students. So their band plays, and then we'll play 4 pieces, and then we join forces for 2 more pieces for a grand finale.
That's a lot of people on stage.
It will be.
And they're all looking to you for leadership. Every one of them. Do you ever get up there where you're so tired you don't feel good and you just got to marshal through this thing? You ever do that?
Oh, for sure.
Because if something happens to you, do you have a backup to come in at the last minute?
No.
Oh, wow.
I've conducted concerts when I'm really sick.
But. Yeah, wow. If I get a little sniffle, I call in and say, it's Cindy Huber in here. I'm not working today. Doesn't take much for me to back out. All right, hold on. We're talking to Mark Eichner. We're going to discuss the pieces they're going to play at the Horlick High School concert coming up. It's not a weekend.
Tuesday night.
This Tuesday night at 7. Don't tell me. I got it here. Don't tell me. 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Orlick High School at the Joseph Mooney Theater. That's right there on Rapids Drive.
And it's free.
Free, no charge. Come. First come, first seated. That's the way it works. It's a lot of seats, though. It's a big, I've been there before. It's a big auditorium. So, and this will be great. How long is the concert run? About an hour and a half?
Probably about an hour 20 for this one.
An hour and 20. Oh, we got to time down that well, huh? You know, intermission?
No, it's just a short break for changeover. So when we, you know, take one band off and bring another one on, then there's a little break.
Okay, a little change of scenery there. All right. Mark Eichner, the conductor of the Racine Concert Band, is here at 7:15. Local news, timeless hits. Partly sunny today with a high near 24. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 7. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 25. Sunny on Saturday, highs near 28. And get ready for this. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 35 degrees in the 40s next week. But don't get used to it. It's still going to be cold. Do you know spring is 1 month from today? Isn't that hard to believe that? Here we are. Spring is coming up, and right now it's sunny and 8 degrees right here at Radio Park. But right now, got Pete with a beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Shoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one and two bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Mark Eichner, my guest here at 7:20. We're talking about the concert coming up this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Free admission, Horlick High School. Runs about an hour and 20 minutes. Bring the family, bring your kids, because they've got to get open to this. You know, I was very lucky that my parents took me when I was growing up to a lot of Broadway musicals. And so I was open up beside rock and roll, and I began to love Broadway musicals. And you play a lot of Broadway tunes, and that's good. Plus, do you have any vocalists during these high school concerts?
No, we save those for the summer ones,
yeah. And they do a lot of Broadway music, and I'm very familiar with it because my parents opened me up to this stuff, and they made sure I always went out, my brother and I. And it's good to take children. They're going to be opened up to this stuff. They're not going to know it otherwise. They're going to think everything is rock and roll and rap music, and there's more to it than that. And that's where the next musicians are coming from. How young do you let them into the Racine Concert Band?
There's no limit.
Okay, so you can be right out of high school. If you're good enough, you're in, right? Because you got to keep replenishing it, because the band is over 102, 103 years old.
Right.
So you got to keep replenishing. You can't have the original members anymore.
Some of us are less than 102 years old.
Okay. So what's coming up on the song list, the pieces coming up this Tuesday?
Well, I'm always excited to conduct these concerts because we do have a really talented band, and they can prepare music on one rehearsal for these summer concerts. But this is a 3-rehearsal concert for us, and it allows us to sink our teeth into some concert repertoire that we could never play in the summer. The music's all very accessible. It's all it's classical music, but it's the kind of music that you can relate to and understand and enjoy the first time you hear it.
And accessible, that was the word I was looking for. Okay, go ahead.
On our part of the program, we have 4 interesting, fairly large-scale pieces. We begin with a march by Camille Saint-Saëns, the great French composer who had a long career from throughout the Romantic period into the modern period in the early 2000s. And this is a march called Occident and Orient, meaning the East and the West, or actually the West and the East. And it begins with music inspired by British bands, very flashy kinds of British march music. And then it goes into the Orient section, draws from the music from the Turkish, what are called Janissary bands, music from the Ottoman Empire. And they're written for trumpets and drums and clarinets, and they have these exotic Eastern scales. And so it's very spicy and exotic. And then in the 3rd section, he combines the Eastern and the Western styles and into a single musical idea. And it's a very rousing march. It's plenty fast and gets everybody going. And then we move on to music by Benjamin Britten, who is an important figure in 20th century British music. And it's an arrangement of dances that he wrote for an opera called Gloriana. There was a ballet within the opera, and this was an opportunity for him to write Renaissance music with a distinctively modern twist. It was commissioned for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in 1953, and so the whole opera is based on the life of Queen Elizabeth I. And so in the opera, there's a sequence of dances from the Renaissance, and they're all pretty quick and lively and very inventive. It's really well-crafted and modern music, even though it has this Renaissance feel to it. And then we move on to music by Robert Ward, who's an American, a Pulitzer Prize winner. He was an American Army bandmaster during World War II, and then went on to a career in publishing. He won his Pulitzer for an opera he composed with Arthur Miller, The Crucible. Arthur Miller wrote the libretto. And he's a highly decorated composer. And his music kind of appeared to be being lost. It wasn't being played very much, but in recent years, I've been hearing a lot more performances by Robert Ward's music, which is great because I'm a great champion of music and I love to play this stuff. And the piece we're playing is called Antiphony, which is just a word for a musical conversation. And so everybody gets to speak. Hopefully everybody's listening to everyone else too. And so it's a wonderful stream of consciousness piece. It doesn't have any form to it. It doesn't have themes that come back. It just starts with one beginning of the conversation and moves on and on and on, goes with great determination towards the end. And finally, the last piece is by Dana Wilson, an Ithaca College music professor, whose background is a jazz pianist. And this is kind of unusual music because it has a lot of these bop jazz figures that are passed between soloists and then large sections. And then there's a kind of rhythmic groove that starts kind of subtly, but it grows throughout the piece. There are no harmonies in this piece. It's music completely without harmony. It's all melodies and groove. And it starts slowly, but it just keeps gaining momentum. And it just grows in sonority, in dynamic, and in complexity from the first note to the very last note when it reaches its climax.
And when you mentioned Arthur Miller, is that the same Arthur Miller that was married to Marilyn Monroe?
The same one.
Okay. Wow. He goes from that to Marilyn Monroe. That's it. I don't know why she ever, you look at two different people, Marilyn Monroe and Arthur Miller, and you say, well, how did that ever meet up? But they did. Hold on. We're talking to Mark Eichner, the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. We've got some more to talk about with Mark. The concert's coming up at Horlick High School Tuesday, 7 p.m., and it's right there on Rapids Drive. The concert is free. More with Mark coming up in a moment. Right now, we've got Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a desperate mother and her desperately ill 8-year young son. The boy had jumped into a rowboat, had fallen against an oarlock, ostensibly a minor injury, but the child was hemophilic, a bleeder, and the bleeding refused to stop. Doctors were summoned and they could do nothing. For 11 days, the youngster lay semi-conscious and screaming in pain. It seemed certain the boy would not survive. His mother notified the family priest, but to her astonishment, the priest remained cheerful, confident. God has seen your tears, he said. God has heard your prayers, he told her. Do not grieve. The little one will not die. And in fact, he did not. A miracle, mother called it. And the doctors, shaking their heads, had to agree. Or did I mention the child's mother was Alexandra, the Empress, the last Tsarina of Russia? Her son was the only one, Alexis, who was heir to the throne of his father Nicholas. And the family priest, the one they called Father Gregory? Well, the tragic history of Russia's last royal family recalls him by a solitary and infamous name, Rasputin. Oh, you learned of them in school. You've seen their lives in the movies. But this is the rest of the story, as the parents of any hemophilic child could tell you. Such family misfortune is enormously preoccupying. And thus preoccupied were the Tsar and the Tsarina, Nicholas and Alexandra, in the early years of the last century. And yet, while medical science frequently failed them, a wild-eyed, self-styled holy man from Siberia achieved astounding results. And time after time, stepping in when the doctors gave up, and he appeared to stop their little boy's bleeding through his own mystical gift. Understandably, their peasant healer, Father Gregory Rasputin, gained considerable influence over the royal family, holding the boy's health hostage. So, Russia's destiny and Rasputin's power were inexorably intertwined. But what was that power? It was once thought that Rasputin hypnotized young Alexis with those huge, haunting, penetrating eyes, and then made subconscious suggestions that the boy's bleeding would slow and stop. But the room was darkened when Father Gregory visited, and so others later believed that it was Rasputin's commanding voice alone that brought about the miracle. Physicians today say, while hypnosis can help, it cannot cure, so we don't know for sure how Rasputin did it. Unless there really was something more profoundly mystical about him than our modern minds will permit us to comprehend. For after the Tsar's son injured himself in that rowboat in the autumn of 1912, after the doctors gave him up for dead, indeed, after the boy had been given last rites and his demise seemed imminent, only then did his mother get in touch with Rasputin by telegraph. Only then did she contact Rasputin, who returned to the Tsarina's frantic message with a wire of his own saying all would be well. Rasputin never visited the boy's bedside. He made his bold, against all odds, declaration that the Tsar's son would be healed. He made that declaration from his own peasant village beyond the Ural Mountains, 1,000 miles away. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story with Paula Harvey. Dan Marcus has one for you at 12:05 this afternoon. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A court found negligence earlier this month during the birth of Kamaya Minor in November of 2018. The jury found that the improper administration of Pitocin, a labor-inducing drug, resulted in severe brain damage leading to cerebral palsy and permanent disability for Kamaya. The case wrapped up earlier this month after a three-week trial. Racine Unified leaders are likely trying to learn how to avoid the same fate as in Kenosha. Following the rejection of Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum on Tuesday, Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to garner support for their referendum. That's at about $190 million and set for the April 1st ballot. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight what's in the proposal. Kenosha Unified leaders are saying they'll need to make difficult decisions in light of their funding failure. Three people have been arrested in three separate investigations into child sex abuse materials in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department says the suspects range in age from 20 to 30, and they include two men and one woman. Warrants were recently served in Racine and Union Grove. The suspects were identified through tips via the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says in a statement that his department is dedicated to combating child exploitation. There's been talk about eliminating the education department in D.C. How would that impact local districts like Racine Unified? Go deeper with the topic and learn more today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Recent conversations between the United States and Russia could lead to some disruption in our commodities. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says because the two powerhouses are talking without Ukraine at the table, it's creating some anxiety in the marketplace.
So that area continues to be just a spot we got to watch, especially where this market is kind of positioned, that we could see some money kind of pour into the wheat market if we feel like there's some concerns that could be growing there. But those conversations regarding that Russian-Ukraine war, we're going to be watched very, very closely by the grain markets in general, see what happens in terms of progress or anything that might escalate as we get maybe closer to a resolution.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Although wheat is the primary area driven by those U.S.-Russia conversations, all commodities are surrounded whatever global activity is happening. In overnight electronic trade this morning, corn, beans, and wheat are up. I'll give you the numbers next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Wednesday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 0.75 cents to 180¾. 40-pound block cheese down 2¼ at 189¾. AA butter, though, that gained 3 cents. Closed the day, 244 a pound. This morning, the December new crop corn is currently up 2 cents at 479. November soybeans are up 6 right now at 1057. July new crop wheat a penny stronger at 621. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading 4 cents stronger at 1912 a hundredweight. Don't forget, you don't have to miss a thing related to Wisconsin agriculture. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and we'll deliver it to your email box every morning. All you need to do is give us your email address. You can submit that at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick update on what's happening with the markets on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Anyone drink Mountain Dew? I can see her glowing in the dark. That is liquid Chernobyl. What are you doing? Does anyone drink Diet Coke? You guys are all not okay. And no one's talking about it. Girls are running around like, my friend has 6 Diet Cokes a day. And I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor. But I don't think that's good for you. And she's like, what? There's no sugar. There's no calories. And I'm like, then what is in it? Because heroin doesn't have sugar or calories, and that's not great for you. I'm not saying Diet Coke is heroin, but I've never seen them in the same room together.
Mark Hechter, conductor of the Racine Concert Band, with me here at 7:36. You drink soda?
Not anymore. I gave it up.
I gave it up about 8 or 9 years ago. I was drinking 4 Diet Pepsis a day. And I did it because I don't drink coffee. I needed some kind of kick in the morning to get me going. So I drank, you know, doing mornings, you got to have a little bit of kick. And I started drinking Diet Pepsi. And my wife said to me one day, you know, I don't think that's good for you. It's got a lot of chemicals in it. There's really nothing in it but chemicals when you think about it. And I said, you know what? You're right. So I stopped it that day. I finished my last bottle, whatever I had. And I never picked up another diet soda or any soda for the last 7 or 8 years. I could do without it. It's not like I'm hooked on it. I could do without it. I found something else to wake me up. Those little 5-hour energies. But again, there's not a food I can't do without. If you tell me it's no good for me, okay, I'll do without it. There's nothing I have to have except water. Got to have water. And what do you see me drinking this morning? Water.
That's the good stuff.
That's all I drink. I drink the bottle of water, too. I'm told John Dickert, our former mayor, now deals with a lot of things with water. And that's his whole life now, water. And he told me the best water is tap water. That's what he said. It's the best water. Now, my wife, you live in Kenosha, right?
Summers,
okay. We go down to Petrifying Springs. Is that the name? Yeah. And they have an aquifer there where you can fill up water. So we take this giant water bottle, the time you see on top of water coolers, and we fill it up there every week or so, 2 weeks, whatever it is. And my wife only drinks that water. Now, I tried it. I don't like the taste of it. But he said, it is so good for you because it's natural. It's from the ground. And I said, well, you know, dogs pee in that water. He said, no, they don't. Because it's a dog park. The pee doesn't go that far. It just didn't taste right for me. And I got used to Ice Mountain water. And it tastes good to me because I drink a lot of it. But, you know, as Dennis Miller, the comedian, once said, you know, water is the most abundant source on the planet. There's nothing more on this planet more than water. Yet we're paying $2, $3 a bottle for this stuff. And it's all free. But we'll pay for it because that's the way we are. We just ran a comedian yesterday. He was talking about bottled water. And do you remember when Perrier first started with the bottled waters?
Oh, for sure.
You remember Perrier? And the comedian says, they came up, they're meeting in France, and they say, how stupid do I think Americans are? They'll sell them water. They'll pay for the water. He said, but you really, the Americans aren't that bright, but they'll pay. Oh, yes. We'll just tell them it's from France. And that's how it all started with Perrier. People drinking bottled water, but that's how they started. Okay, you've got a concert coming up. It's this Tuesday. It's at 7 p.m., a free concert at the Horlick High School right there on Rapids Drive. You say park on the west side, which is the side facing Madison. It's very easy. That's where the football field is, whatever they have there.
Tennis courts.
The tennis courts, right there. The football field. Tennis court. And that's where it is. So it's really easy to find. The concert runs about an hour and 20 minutes. Bring the kids. It's first come, first seated. So there's no reserve seats. You sit in the auditorium. It's a very nice auditorium, too. I've been there. And you mentioned all the pieces you're going to play. Are there any modern pieces you're going to play? Because a lot of the stuff you play is, you know, classic pieces. Now, but when we do the summer concerts, occasionally you have a modern song in there. It doesn't happen often, though. But do you play any modern music here?
Of course. And in fact, our closer, Speak to Me, is a 2016
there you go.
Composition.
I mean, nothing but Lamar Kendrick or anything like that. No rap music. But,
no.
But you have played with a summer concert. I remember you played some pretty up-tempo stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not all classic. And we mentioned how I got thrown out of the band in the fourth grade. What do parents, how do they get their kids interested in music? Because you should start young. I mean, you don't have to start when you're, a year old, but you should, and some do, by the way. But how do they get their kids interested in music? How does that happen?
Well, for most kids, I think they're just naturally attracted to watching and hearing people play music. And if they get a chance to try, they should be encouraged. The main factor is, you know, from their very first experiences, they have to be taught how to practice, because if they practice in a way that they improve, they're going to enjoy making music.
See, that's my downfall. I don't practice a lot, and my wife has to keep at me. So get to the piano and practice, because if you don't practice, you're never going to learn how to play with two hands. And as you know, it's very difficult. And if you don't practice, you don't learn. So practice, that's the key to this whole thing. In my family, my brother plays just about every instrument there is. I hung around him. He plays the organ. He plays the guitar as his number one thing. He plays a 12-string guitar. He plays the clarinet. He could play it. Just you give him an instrument, he could pick it up. And he played with some of the biggest groups of the 1960s. He played with Little Anthony and the Imperials, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, the Shangri-Las. He played with Benny King, Ruby and the Romantics, Jay and the Americans. He played with all these groups because he was able to read music. And when these groups played on the East Coast, they used to say, here's our music. They hand him the sheet music. And he was able to work with the band and say, here's what we're doing. Here's exactly how they want it played. And he was able to read the music, where a lot of these great bands of the 60s, they didn't read music, they just played. But when these groups, these vocalists came to town, they didn't have time for 2 hours of rehearsal. There's no rehearsal. Here's the music. Meet you on stage. Good luck. And he stayed friends with some of them. The lead singer from the Shangri-Las, they were twins, and the blonde-haired girl. He was friends with her. They wrote, emailed back and forth until she passed away last year. So he stayed friends with him. I played basketball with Benny King from the Drifters.
All right.
It was upstate New York. They were playing a concert. He said, I got to limber up. Let's play a little game of basketball here. You. I was 13 years old. You're with me. And I played basketball with Benny King. How does that sound? But I never got it like my brother did. I just wasn't able to grasp music like he did.
And well, a lot of people can play music well without reading music, but if you're a fluent reader, it just allows the communication to happen so much more freely and quickly among all the musicians.
Well, he had to, because when he played with these groups, there was no rehearsal.
They said,
here's the book. Learn the music. You got a whole afternoon to do it. And so he had to read it. And that's why they sought after him when they played the East Coast, because they knew he can do it. So the booking agent said, you got to give it to Jeff Rosen. He'll take care of it for you.
Well, the annoying thing about that is when you have the reputation for being a good reader, a lot of contractors would hire me to come in, and they assumed that I'm going to read it fine. And so they wouldn't even give, they could have given me the music weeks in advance and I would have practiced it.
No, they don't. They heard the last second.
They wait till you show up and they say, we start in 10 minutes.
Well, that's what they did. They showed up for like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's the music. Meet you on stage at 7 o'clock. And that was it. There was no rehearsal. Now, give a little background on you. Did you play in a local band before you played with the Racine Concert Band? Obviously, you started somewhere. You didn't start with them.
Well, I was working regularly even as an undergraduate student at the University of Texas in Austin. So I kind of worked my way through college. The first band I played in was a soul band. I was the only white guy in a 9-piece soul band, the fabulous Capri Mark III Show in Review. And I worked and traveled with that band for a year, all the time being in school. And after that, I played with Nash Hernandez and his orchestra. And he had two bands. He had a big band, and he also had a mariachi band. So, you know, between those, I was playing a lot of very, very different styles and learning a lot of folk cultures. And it really contributed to my career moving on. Then I played in local jazz bands. And so, yeah, I've had a lot of brushes with pop culture along my way to becoming a classical musician.
Were you one of these bands that traveled in these buses all over the country?
Not all over the country, but all over Texas.
Really? It was like, you know, everybody got on the bus and went to your next gig, right?
Well, they're more like big vans.
Okay. Yeah. I pictured this big bus with everybody on it playing music and everything. And is this all you've done? You've never really had a job outside music, have you?
No, just playing music and teaching music.
You're like me. People say, well, what did you do before you were a disc jockey? Nothing. I was 18 years old right out of high school, and this is it, folks. And so I've never done anything else. I don't think I can deal with the public. You never had to deal with the public one-on-one.
I grew up in a family that ran a bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, everybody in our family knew how to do every job in the bowling alley.
Well,
so,
free shoes and free bowling.
So if somebody didn't show up to work, we'd all look around the dinner table and say, who's going in to work for that person tonight?
Oh, that's kind of neat. Hold on. We're talking to Mark Eichner, who's the conductor of the Racine Concert Band now. You say, well, it's not summer yet. Well, they do high school concerts, and this one's coming up Tuesday, 7 p.m., Horlick High School, in the Joseph Mooney Theater on Rapids Drive. Been there before. It's a beautiful theater right there on Rapids. Come on by. It's free. The concert starts at Downbeat. Is at, see, I know the lingo. The Downbeat's at 7 o'clock, and the Racine Concert Band will be merging on stage with the high school band. And it should be good. Should be a lot of fun. A lot of good pieces they're going to play. 7:46, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Talking to Mark Eichner about his bowling alley his family owned. Where do they own that? In Austin?
Garland, Texas.
Where's it?
Garland, Texas.
Now, why do I know Garland, Texas? Is that a suburb of a major city?
Yeah, it's a suburb of Dallas.
Okay, yeah, because I've heard of Garland, Texas before. I have a friend who lives in Carrollton, Texas.
Well, it's a large. It's like 150,000 people. It's a big suburb.
150,000, that's it? That's not big.
That's a suburb.
And we told you, you weren't a pin setter. You're automatic pins, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I learned how to work the machines.
And they're always breaking down in bowling alleys. They're forever breaking down. All of a sudden, the pins would start to come down, and it shuts off. And I told you I was on the Police Boys Club, PBC Bowling League, when I was 9 years old. I'll never forget. The pin setter came down, and it didn't go up. And the dopey kid threw the ball anyway and broke the entire pin setter. He smashed the ball down there, and it just bent everything out of shape. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to know the pin setter didn't come up? And he broke it. And I'll never forget that day. Something with Robert Weir. It's funny what you remember in life. Huh? I can't remember what happened yesterday, but I remember that kid broke the pin setter at the bowling alley. We got a concert coming up at the Horlick High School on Tuesday at 7 p.m. The Racine Concert Band will merge with the Horlick High School Band. What's coming up this summer? Do you have it laid out already, or are you working on it?
Just starting on that this week.
So now you have to start calling the vocalists, too, but you usually have the regulars there.
We have a very good stable of singers, and I love to work with them because they are such good singers, and they're always really well prepared. And when we get to rehearsal, things go smoothly because of that.
And they work under adverse conditions because you're outside in the wind and it could be cold out one night. It could be very hot, could be muggy with bugs all over the place. They seem to go with the flow of these singers, and they're very good at what they do. I mean, you got some operatic singers,
right?
Greg Berg is also a radio morning show host on a radio station in Kenosha, but he's operatic. He comes out there and he sings opera. You got Miss Wisconsin. Can't remember her name. I just heard it the other day. I was talking.
Jeannie Hatfield.
She's out there singing. You got so many beautiful voices who come out there every time. And again, this is outdoors. This could be adverse conditions out there. So hopefully you'll have them all back again and ready to go. But you don't have the pieces picked out yet, right?
No, haven't even started on that yet.
Do they get to pick out their own music?
The singers?
Yeah.
I meet with each one individually. And I have a couple of very large folders.
You have to have the rights to it.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, you can't just pick any song you want, you know, because you got to have the rights to the music. And you got to make sure that, you don't get sued. Because you can't just say, everybody says, well, I want to hear this song. Well, you can't do a public performance without paying for it. Just the way it works. But you do own a lot of music.
Oh, yes. We own probably 20 file cabinets full of contraband sheet music.
You know, people think we could play any songs we want on the radio. Well, we can, but you've got to pay ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. There's a whole bunch of organizations that we pay every year just to play music on the radio. It's not free. Everybody thinks it's free. Nothing's free. People have to be paid. Now, you've composed music.
Yes. So if you're playing your own music,
it's okay.
It's okay. But if you're arranging something that's out there and it's not published, then you have to pay per piece. To stay in compliance.
Now, do other people play your music and you get paid for it, or has anybody done your music?
Other people have, but it's really hard to make a living out of that.
It's only like when you play a song on the radio, they get 1 or 2 cents every time. It's not a lot of money. I mean, you really have to have a hit song, And even then, you don't make money off the song on the radio. You make money off the performances you do, concerts. Like when Lady Gaga has a hit song on the radio, yes, she makes money, but she makes money from her concerts. Same thing with Taylor Swift. She makes money off the concerts. She makes money off the sales of their... See, right now it's easier to sell because you're not selling an album anymore in the store. You're getting it online. And it's very easy to keep track of those sales. When they were selling them in stores, it was hard to keep track of them. Now, it's, you know, you get them from Apple, you get them from wherever you get your music from. So it's very easy to do that. I've got a few things for you here. Okay? Off music. This is just... Now, you may have heard this before. I mentioned this on the air before, and I don't know if you heard about it. But I know you heard that because you mentioned it to me. So let me just get this other thing I had up here. I had it right in front of me here. These were things that are... just had it in front of me a second ago. These are things that are kind of obsolete. Young people today never heard of doing these things before. And I have it here. Ah, no, that wasn't it. Hold on, I had it just in front of me a minute ago in my music. And I said, don't forget to ask you about it. Okay, before we get to that, I had this list too I wanted to run by. Everybody thinks stars could become famous overnight. And that's not true. Meghan Markle, who was an actress, and now she's not a princess anymore because they kind of left that life, the royal life. But Meghan Markle was a calligrapher and taught classes. She was a teacher before she became royalty. Tiffany Haddish, major actress today, worked at the boarding gates for American Airlines. You never know where you're going to work. Margot Robbie, now she's a big actress. She played Barbie in one of the biggest movies of recent years. She made sandwiches at Subway. See, there's always a start. Amy Poehler, very funny lady, just on the SNL 50th anniversary show this past weekend. She worked in an ice cream shop. Melissa McCarthy, big actress, funny lady, worked at a Starbucks as a barista. Let's see, Whoopi Goldberg. Now, she worked as a mortician. She worked as a beautician in a morgue because they dress up the dead bodies. You got to put makeup on them. That's what she did for a living. Matthew McConaughey, big actor. He was an armadillo exterminator at a country club. Now, you would know armadillos because you're from Texas.
Absolutely.
They don't really have them around here. But everybody starts off as something in this world. But I'm looking for that story I had here.
But you never know how that works out. My first job playing in the soul band, I met those guys while I was working a dishwashing shift in the student union at UT. And two of the guys that were their head dishwashers played in that soul band. And so I met them at their day job, and they came and asked me to come sit in.
Well, I started out as a janitor in radio. I was at a radio station on Long Island just out of high school, and I begged for the job. I said, let me clean your toilet bowls for you. Nobody will do a better job than me. And you know what? After I got on the air there, I still was the janitor because I needed the $1.85 an hour. I was going to school, college. And years later, now I'm at WSB in Atlanta, one of the biggest stations in America. And I ran into the program director was in town. He was a sports announcer for the NHL. And he said, we never had a better janitor at that station than you. When you gave it up, I said, who are we going to find? This guy cleans this building. It's spotless when we come in every morning. All the cigarette ashes are off the desk. Everything's clean. The baskets are empty. It smells fresh in the building. It was a three-story office building. I'll show you a picture of it when you get off. And, okay, so finally this morning, I found out what I was looking for here. Here it is. Technology that young people don't use anymore that you probably did and I did. So let's check in here. Things like maps, physical road maps. We all had to use them. I traveled across the country with a physical road all by myself. I traveled across the country. All I had was a road map in my hand, and that was it.
I love road maps. I like to spread them out and see everything that's all around me on all sides.
There was no voice telling me, make a left turn. No voice. I just had to look at the map, and that was it. A phone book. When was it? Remember, the phone books used to be left for you on your porch or your doorstep. Do they have phone books anymore? I don't think so.
Long gone.
Because everybody's got cellular phones. There are some people who have, you know, wall phones, landlines, but yeah, no more phone books anymore. I still love those. How about a telegram? When was the last time you received a telegram? I've never received one in my life. I take that back. At my wedding, my first wedding, my brother couldn't make it and sent a telegram. But other than I, they still do telegrams, by the way.
I suppose.
But 4% of people say, 5% of people say they are still sending telegrams to people.
I think Western Union is used mostly to send money these days.
And when was the last time you got up to change the channel on a TV? Before the remote? You know, we have a comedian here, Jim Gaffigan. He says, you ever can't find the remote for your TV and just settle for what's on there because you're too lazy to get up and change the channel manually? I'll just watch this infomercial for the next 2 hours. I can't find the remote. So they do that. Okay, Mark Eichner, I love joining you for the summer concerts at the zoo. It's a beautiful setting, the Kiwanis Band Shell. You know, my wife and I have memberships to the zoo now. We bought them this year. You know why we got them? To walk around the inside perimeter for exercise. And that's what we do. We walk around. It's just six-tenths of a mile to walk around the inside perimeter. And we do it for exercise now.
It's a beautiful setting.
The Arctic foxes watch us. They said, didn't I see these people yesterday walking around here in the freezing cold? What are they doing here? Nuts. They're the only people out here in the freezing cold. Okay, the concert is coming up. The Racine Concert Band merged with the Horlick High School Band. It's Tuesday, 7 p.m. It's free right there on Rapids Drive. Have a good concert, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to the summer, 4th of July area. Right on the 4th of July, it kicks in. And you guys are always in the 4th of July parade on the
for sure.
On the flatbed. I don't know how you guys
We're
do that.
We're the only organization to be in every 4th Fest parade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, since the beginning. You guys are 104 this year, 103?
I think 103.
103 years old, give or take a year or two. Who's going to notice?